Are you supposed to be doing something right now? An item on your never-ending to-do list, perhaps? Or maybe it's the dishes from the week that have piled up to form a building in your sink. A mop, perhaps? Hey, don't worry. I'm not here to tell you off. I just find it fascinating how we behave when it comes to doing something important. How often do we hold back from doing something that's really urgent by finding something else to do? Really, think about it. It happens to the best of us, right? Do you ever go to the movies or hang out with friends instead of finishing that task or that particular assignment that you have for work? Or maybe you watch that extra hour of Netflix or listen to another episode of your favourite podcast, like The Ginny Show, when you know you should be getting something else or doing something more important on your list. One thing that I do accidentally is, well, I have the shiny object syndrome. You know what that is, right? It's when you're focusing on something really hard and you're trying to achieve a certain goal, like, for example, when I'm talking to you on this podcast. And when you're on your way to finishing that goal, oh, shiny distraction. For me, these shiny distractions are emails, text messages, phone calls, Facebook messages, Slack pings, just to name a few. And when I go down this rabbit hole, at the end of my day, I'm left feeling like I've achieved nothing. Why do we do that? Why do we allow ourselves to procrastinate or be distracted so easily?
Putte, we don't know what's happening for Christmas, so I'm not going to ask the family. Hello, Virginia. Are you coming for Christmas? I hear you're baking now. Can you bring me some dessert? Putte, have you booked an appointment for your eyes? Can you bring me a winter jacket? Make sure you confirm your ticket. Can you bring me some sunglasses? Can you bring me a jumper? No, what do they call it in America? A sweater?
Well, one possible reason is because it's just overwhelming. Humans are such fascinating characters, aren't we? We do get caught up in the day-to-day, and sometimes we swim in that sea of forgetfulness when it comes to our goals and what we want to achieve. What I mean by that is, let's take, for example, a weight loss goal. In our daily grind, when we are so caught up in our to-do list, we forget that we have to be mindful and strategic about our diets. And if we want to achieve a certain weight loss goal, failing to put in the time to think about this actually ends up perpetuating the result we so desire. This is why it's so important to think about the bigger picture when it comes to daily tasks, goals, and the overall to-do list we want to tackle and conquer. Some tasks are so tedious, they're extensive and just plain, well, boring. That's understandable. Not everything we can do can be fun and exciting all the time. But why do we have those tasks in the first place? How does it contribute to our bigger goals or dreams down the line? We don't often consider these things when we view these tasks individually. We don't think about the bigger picture. Every day when I think about Ginny Media, I have to think about more than just turning around high-quality podcasts and content that will connect with people in some way, shape, or form. I have to think about the long term. And anything long term involves a series of smaller, short-term actions. These actions pave the way to long-term happiness. It's never just about profit or paying people or growth in clientele. Happiness, gratitude, and being alive are the pillars that I always hold the vision for myself, for my clients, and my team. It's a journey with its challenges and struggles and distractions. But if it were easy, if it were obtainable with minimal effort, think of how happy we all would be, because we would all be doing it. Think of just how different the world we live in today would be. So when you start to think about how what you're doing is working towards your future and where you want to be, you're less likely to put off doing it. Procrastination happens. We're human. But the only way to keep moving forward is, well, to keep moving forward.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look. Live unbound. Check it out at Conair.com and search Unbound.